Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The gossip is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have. Tell a story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her time. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. She said, if I could only touch but the give of his garment, I'ma give it all I have in this moment. Come on, help me say, yo,
this ain't no ordinary
world. Oh, no it ain't, no it ain't, no it ain't.
This ain't no ordinary
world.
Yeah,
the God of
service.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First of all, God, who's the head of my life, welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember the numbers 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. It is Women's Day Thursday. I am super excited. We have a woman of God coming on here, Minister Berry, and get ready, get ready, get ready. Get your pen and paper, your Bibles, and get ready to go into the Word in a few. We definitely want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in. The United States, of course, Paris, Canada, Japan, Brazil, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portuguese, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, and United Kingdom. We know that some of them cannot pray openly like we can over here in the United States. That's why we intercede for them. Remember, iron sharpens iron. If your friend or your brother or your associate or someone you love that cannot pray and worship God openly, do it for them. Whether it's in your car, in your house, do it for them. Go into the secret place and pray for them because they need it. Remember, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God. And that's it. Kingdom business. Kingdom business. Don't worry about what you did last night nor this morning. God still loves you. He's still right there by your side. Remember the word said he will never leave you nor forsake you. So stop focusing on that. You are a child of a king. I say this all the time. And remember that. Stand on that. Trust and believe in God. You're not alone. You feel like you're alone? Let me tell you, you're not alone. God loves you. He died just for you. He sent his son to die just for you. You're not alone. Hold your head up. Keep pushing through. Put a smile on your face. Women are just another woman's crown. You're a queen. Don't ever forget that. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just want to be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, it's
but it only works
if you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you want to be happy?
Yeah.
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. This one right here.
Yeah.
you're tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah.
Say yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
Who do you with?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Anybody ready?
Oh-oh.
Ready for His glory?
Oh-oh.
A sick of a life.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark.
Uh-oh.
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts backslide as liars. Time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. All that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
Now my miracle water. Pray cross for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title. But do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Give me that joy that I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that
one more time.
Give me that
one more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give
me that. Give me that. And I choose you today. Cause I need you today. Of man, a sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
God.
Give me that, give me that, give me that.
Give me that joy I can't explain.
Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Quarantine style with some family and friends. Anisha, are you there?
Hey.
Tyrone, are you there?
Good.
Drea, Shelby, are you there? Marcus Johnson, Mark J, are you in the building or what? At home? Shalita, are you there? Adia, are you there?
Hey, here.
Tony, Uncle Snoop, Paris. What about Brooks? You there? Deshaun Jones, are you there? And now, my beloved sister, Tasha Cobb-Leonard, are you there? Were you there, darling? Okay, here we go. Something has to break in your life. We're in this together, so we're worshiping and making it fun. Here we are.
Set the wrong thing right, cause when you
now in your name. Something has to break. Something has to
I believe you.
Amen. Amen. Something has to break. People get in positions of changing the guards. So much is going on in the world. Pay attention. Remember back then, Meemaw and Big Mama told you God is on his way back. Jesus is on his way back. And the signs is showing us, that he is on his way back. I'm telling you, if you hadn't got right and repented and got yourself better with God, talk to him now. It's just simple. Just like I'm talking to you, Jesus, forgive me. Here I am. I tried it my way and it did not work. And I surrender to you. Get your life together. You don't have time. God is calling home babies, not just elderly. Back then, it was just normally the elderly people that passed off. You know, the great aunts and the great uncles and stuff. It's not that anymore. Babies are leaving here. Young toddlers are leaving here. Teenagers are leaving here. Mid-20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s are leaving here. You don't have time to continue to ride the fence. Baby girl, let me tell you, get off that fence, make a decision. I'm not saying it's going to be easy once you make that decision, but you need to make that decision. People talk about breaking generation curses, but what are you doing to break it? Come on now. Are you studying? Are you fasting? Are you interceding? Are you praying? Have you forgave the person that hurt you? That's where it starts right there. Have you forgave someone that hurt you? Because remember, they've gone and moved on with their life. They're not worried about you. But have you forgave them so you can move on and be blessed and to grow? I say this all the time. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible, but start somewhere to learn it. You can talk to God just like I'm talking to you. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to be, as they say, oh, holy and sanctified. That's what they say, not I. Be who you are. Be who God called you to be. Ask him to show you what to do. That's why it's very critical to be connected with the right people. Sometimes your homegirl and homeboy, you got to let go. It's okay because some people are seasonal. You need somebody a lifetime that's going to push you and drive you and hold you accountable for what you're doing. That's what you need in this season. You don't know the day nor the hour when God's going to call you home. Have you got yourself right with him? Have you did a self-check? Sometimes you have to do self-check. I can just talk about Kashima. I'm not perfect. Half of y'all know my testimony. I sold much dope. Yeah, this right here, 5'3". Yeah, kicked in those fault, pistol packing, blade. Yeah, me, gang bang, all that. And it is what it is. But God had me to go through those trials and tribulations for a reason. So I can let the ones who going through that you can get out of there. You don't have to stay there. Hold your head up. If you need encouragement, that's why we bring women. I bring women of God on here to encourage you and inspire you. That's why Apostle bring men on Man Up Monday to encourage you and inspire you. You're not by yourself. Remember, the first thing you need to do when you wake up is thank God for you're still in the land of the living, for one. And two, put your helmet of salvation on so you can guard your mind, because that's the first thing the enemy is going to attack. And don't forget to guard your ear gates as well. You have to be mindful of what you're hearing. Remember, all response don't deserve a reply. You don't have to reply to everything. Sometimes it's best just to let it go. But I'm not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on to give a word for you. Get your pen and paper together to get ready to eat spiritually. Father God, I should have your way this morning. Less of your daughter, more of you. Let her decrease and you increase in her. And have your way to let your people hear what needs to be heard on today. Encourage the women of God. Let them know that it is not the end. They still have some time to surrender and get their life right with you. Bless her tremendously, Lord, as you come on here and do your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Minister Berry, woman of God, how are you?
Good morning, people of God. Thank you so much, Pastor Douglas. Thank you to God for giving me this opportunity, to my church and my family. I am wonderful this morning. So I thank you for having me to be a part of this wonderful outreach to the people of God.
Amen. Well, the floor is yours. I'm going on mute. I'm ready to eat. I know you have a word deep down in your belly, and you go right ahead.
Thank you so much. First, let's have a prayer. Father God, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for what you are about to do, God, what you're going to do. We thank you for showing us, God, that you let us stand in the land of the living. God, while we're here, we're going to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. God, open up our hearts, open up our minds as we delve into your word. God, let your Holy Spirit reside with us. Thank you for every ear. Thank you for every eye. Thank you for everything that's watching what we're doing today. Saving you are alive, and you shall not have victory. We claim it all done in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to jump right into the word of God. We'll be coming from 1 Corinthians 15. And I will be reading the 58th verse. And it reads as follows. Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Thank you for the reading of God's word. We're going to talk for a few minutes. Keep that same energy. Keep that same energy. We find here that our writer Paul is coming to the close of his first letter to the church at Corinth, and he wants them to know that so much has happened up until this point. But he wants them to remember this as he closes out the chapter. Therefore tends to believe that there's things that have happened before. So, but I want you to concentrate now. And he said, my beloved brother, so I love you, and that's why I'm telling you this. So the women of God, I want you to know that God loves you. He did not leave his word to be absent from our lives, but he left his word to be constant in our lives. And as Pastor Douglas said, as I reflected on my time with God as I was preparing for this, God had to remind me, Portia, when I called you to a ministry of encouragement. And that's all I want to do. I want to encourage the women of God. No, I don't have a squeaky clean record. No, I'm not the best. No, I've failed. I've done things that were not pleasing to God. I've sinned. I've come short of the glory of God. But he has allowed me to stand in this place because he forgave me of my sin. And when he forgave me of my sin, he put a newness in my heart. And that newness in my heart gave me a charge to do what I needed to do, what God wanted me to do, not what Portia wanted to do, because I would fail every time. So women of God, just be encouraged to know that God is the best thing that we have, and we have to lean on God. God will never change, and we have to trust that. Yes, we'll go through our struggles. We'll go have ups and downs, and all of that is a true show of our character. But be assured that when we come out of it, we're going to come out of it as pure gold, gold in our thinking, gold in our actions, and truly gold in our confidence in the Lord. We don't have to worry about what someone else's goal looks like, if what someone else's tomorrow looks like, because God said he will take care of it for us. I do understand that there's so much happening, but we have to remember that every story of our life is written for a reason. I'm not here to downplay your story. I'm not here to make your story little or to make your story big. I'm just here to tell you that your story will determine how much energy you have for this life. Your story will determine how much you're pushed, how much you're determined, how much you want to do what's right. Because nobody knows your story. Some of your story was done in the midnight hour when nobody knew about it but God. Some of your story was done in the middle of the daytime when people put their mouths on you, when they set traps to destroy you. When your story, sometimes you were up, but sometimes you were really down. The story is that I wasn't always what God wanted me to be. Whatever your story is, that's your story. And you hold to your story because your story will make you the person that you are. Here we're going to start. Our first point is that God says in our scripture to be steadfast. That means dutiful, firm, and unwavering in what you do. Perseverance reveals genuine faith. And because God lives in us, we can remain courageous and hopeful to the end. Not saved by being steadfast and firm, in our faith, but our courage and hope to reveal that our faith is real. People are watching. They want to see, what are you doing? You say you love the Lord. You say you this. You say, but where is your faith? We cannot act like the world. We have to keep the energy of heaven. We have to do what edifies the body of Christ. Without enduring faithfulness, we can easily be blown away by the winds of temptation, social pressures, persecution. We can look like the world if we don't have faith. You know, what do they say about you? Is that woman really on fire for Jesus? I think our biggest enemy that we face in the church today in society is jealousy. Jealousy will make people do things that you would not even believe. They think faster. They are more deviant. They are more determined when they are jealous because they desire to be where you are or have your walk with Christ. But I'm here to share with each of us that it's not about looking like anyone else's walk. It's about having our own walk. We have to get fired up, and we have to be determined for the Lord. We have to become enthusiastic for Jesus, and that's what the Bible said we ought to do. We don't have to worry about shape, form, or fashion, outward adornment, or what our hair looks like, what our nails look like. That doesn't matter to God. He just wants you to give him all that you have. He wants you to be steadfast, to be firm, be unwavering, that when the wind does blow, if it's just a small breeze, which we're all in need of, it's okay. But if the hurricane comes and it's 100 mile an hour winds, I'm still going to stand still. Because you know what? It's only going to last for a little while. It'll soon be over. And when it's over, I still want to be what God has made me to be. So be steadfast in what you do. Lay everything at his feet. You don't have to worry. Don't have any fear. Come to as a point in our life. You know, my family and I were a victim of the Hurricane Harvey. And during that time, I have to share with people that I was very fearful. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what tomorrow held. Everything I had was underwater. Everything was ruined. And people said, oh, if you trusted God, you wasn't fearful. And God said to me, no, I'm glad that you're fearful. You're fearful because you don't know what tomorrow holds, but I already told you what it holds. And you're fearful because you don't know what's going to happen in all of this. So because you're fearful, I'm going to hold you close to me. And when I hold you close to me, I'm going to give you back everything that you have. I'm going to give it back to you in increase, and you shall not be without lack. So don't let anybody tell you that those that are fearful who do not trust God or don't have faith in God. You have faith in God, but you just don't know. And like Pastor said, it's easy. It's just a conversation. God, it's me. Yeah, I am. I just need you to understand that I'm going through. I need you to understand that I don't know where my children are. I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold with my job. A bank account don't look like what it's supposed to look like. You know, what I want it to look like. I don't know about my living condition. I don't know about my car breaking down. All the things that you can give God, if you're fearful of it, God will take it and he'll hold it in his hand. He just wants you to be steadfast. That once he's done what he's going to do, you tell the world what he's done. Please don't allow people to say anything about you to change your energy. Make sure you focus and you never give up. Remember that you can only talk about what's happened to you because you have the privilege to talk about that. Some people have lost the privilege to talk to you, so they have to talk about you. And that privilege is because they don't stand in your energy. They don't stand in what's best for you. They don't stand in what's good for you. So tell them to keep that same energy they got. Stand over there and watch and see what God's going to do. And secondly, in our scripture, it says to be unmovable. That means not to be moved. Affliction is going to come in your life. Tribulation will come. You will have no control over that. One thing you control is how you're going to react to that. We don't pick up our stuff and run. We stand still. We have been taught as black women and women of the world that we show our strength in a time of affliction. We know, ride or die. Train your mind to hear what God whispers and not what the enemy is shouting to you. Because what the enemy shouts to you will make you move. It'll make you get desperate. I tell my children all the time, don't become desperate. Because when you're desperate, you'll do desperate things. And when you do desperate things, they're not of God. The desperation you have to have is that you have faith. That is being steadfast. You will be unmovable. You have to have patience to be unmovable. It doesn't mean that you just sit still and twiddle your thumbs and you're waiting for God. You need to do something. Patience is an active trust in God. We have to believe that whatever pain or problems we're going through, that all in the end is going to work out for the glory of God. So when things seem like they're not what you want them to be, or they're not what you want them to be, let me say that. Don't pick up yourself and run. Stand still. And just see what God's going to do. Because if you call out to him and you pray unto the Lord and tell him what your condition is, he's coming to your rescue. It says abounding in the work of the Lord. Don't count your work to be less. Yes, I encourage you to keep the same energy and be extra for the Lord and not for yourself. Because you're abounding in the work of the Lord is that you're going to work in spite of. There's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be stumbling blocks. And like my pastor always said, there's going to be a table. That table is going to be set in front of your enemies. And when you're at that table, you have to believe that I can't quit working because God has me. God has a hold of me. God's going to do what he needs to do with me. God's going to lead me. God's going to direct me. So we have to remember in this time that we're in to be steadfast, to be immovable, but abounding. But in the abounding, I want to encourage you that in Colossians 3 and 23, it says, whatever you do, work as with all of your heart as you're working unto the Lord and not for me. We have to remember that sometimes. It says, whatever you do. So in everything we do daily in our lives, in our home, in our lives, in our relationships, our lives, in our jobs, and in our body of believers, we have to work with all of our heart. We are in a society now that we're afraid to put it all out there. Because we put it all out there, people try to stomp on it. People try to trample over it. They try to belittle it. They try to speak bad against it. But I'm a witness. I'm a witness that if you put it out there and you put it out there with the energy that God has given you and the task that he's given for you to do, there's nothing that they can say. There's nothing they can do. Because God is the greatest power, and we shall never be defeated. That's the word for the house. God is the greatest power, and we shall never be defeated. So don't be afraid to put all your heart into your work. Put all your heart into what you do for Christ. Because people are going to look. They're going to try to throw you off kilter. You know, people try to discredit everything everyone does. Everyone has an opinion about it. Everyone wants to say what's good or bad about it. But sometimes it's just what I feel about it. It's just what I know is right. And I don't know it's right because it's coming from me. I know it's right because it's coming from the word of God. We have the power to make the decision. I know it's not easy. The decision to work and put it all out there. But we have to choose to labor even if there's labor pain. Thank you, God. And in those pains, we have to remember that God didn't leave us, and neither did he forsake us. So I want to encourage the people of God to work. Yeah, we've been in a pandemic. Yeah, we still have to wear masks. Yeah, there's people still getting sick. But the work is still there to be done. There's still people who are not saved. And moreover, there are people who are hurting. The people who are coming out of what we've been through in the last couple of years, they're not the same people. They're not the same people. They hurt differently. They look differently. They need differently. You know, I tell my friend all the time, I tell her, you know, the problem with all this we're hearing going on television, they're replaying the trials from what the 45th president did. We're hearing about people dying in the streets. We're hearing about kids dying in schools. And all the argument that keeps being against the different the Democratic and Republican parties is the fact that there's one thing that still lies in my spirit. And God said to me this during the pandemic. He said, said the problem that people are having is they don't want to be like anybody else. They don't want to realize that we're all the same. God created us all. Privilege gives you no more than what I have. Privilege allows you nothing more on this side of heaven. But favor allows you a lot in this world. So we have to remember that our work is not in vain. We have to remember that we still have people who need, want, and to hear the word of God. And as people of God, take every opportunity. Take every opportunity that when you're in your daily life, make sure you're, because if you're steadfast, someone's going to come to you. They're going to ask you your opinion. And then if you're unmovable, they're going to say, how do you keep looking like you're looking? And how do you keep doing what you're doing and you don't get rattled about anything? That's your opportunity. At every opportunity, at every hand, in the grocery store, online, since everybody wants to put everything online, keep the same energy. Keep that same energy everywhere you are. And when you keep that same energy, nobody's going to be glorified but God. God will be glorified and you will be blessed. And in your blessing, it gives you another opportunity as a stepping stone to tell someone else. You know, as I come to a close, make sure you know who you are. As women of God, as people of God, don't lose your zeal. Don't lose the burning desire you have for God and to do his will. And in the evidence of his glory and in the world, it will ever see his glory if you just keep your zeal. Keep that same energy. I have to be very transparent with you that the first time I heard that saying, I didn't understand it. And I had to ask my 25-year-old, what does this mean? And then she's like, Mom, she wants to tell me that wasn't good enough for me. So I kept listening and I kept hearing people use that. But what I'm saying is that we have to remember that the people of God, and that in keeping the same energy, we're not going to look like everybody else. We're not going to act like everybody else because we got a different purpose. In keeping the same energy and presenting it to the world, we're giving them something that they haven't had before. We're giving them something that they're yearning for, something that they need. So keep the zeal and the burning desire to please God. Pray, pray, pray. That's all I can say is pray, because God hears your prayer, and he comes to your rescue. We have to put the prayer in our mouth and in our heart. God, don't ever let me lose my fire, my enthusiasm, my excitement about your son Jesus. Let me tell someone about this. You know, I was reading an article just the other day, and it said, and the article was talking about strength in today's society. Who defines strength? And I had to think that we don't have any strength without God. We don't have any strength without his word. We don't have any strength without the faith that we have that he's going to come through. You know, Maya Angelou said, I learned a long time ago, the wisest thing I can do is to be on my own side. And like Pastor said at the beginning, do it for yourself. Do it for yourself and remember that it's in you. It's not about anyone else. It's not about anything else, but it's about the glory of God. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. And as I close, I want to go back up to the 57th verse. It says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to offer Jesus to anybody. Anybody who doesn't know who he is. Anybody who's wavering and wondering, how can I have this steadfast? How can I have this be unmovable? How can I abound when my life is not in order? How can this happen for everybody else but for me? It's not happening for anybody else and not for you. It's that Jesus is happening for everybody else. It's Jesus who's going before us. Jesus who plants our feet. Jesus who gives us the word. Jesus who gives us the courage. So keep that same energy. And in that same energy that you hear from someone else, I offer Jesus so that you'll have the energy to do what you need to do in this world. God is a good God, and we have to trust him. And as I said as I began, God will never change. And we have to trust the process. Thank you so much, Pastor. I thank you for the time, and I thank you for the opportunity to be with you.
Man, amen. What a word. What a word this morning. In the midst of you talking, I was posting. And people have to be mindful, and I said this earlier, you have to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, I'm telling you to get with some people that can help you find who you are. Sometimes we're lost and mm-hmm. don't know what to do. I'm a little witness. I ran. I can just talk about Katrina. I'm going to let everybody say save and, you know, save and sanctify. I'm listening. But I'm talking about Katrina. I ran because I didn't want to accept it, nor I really didn't know who I was. Once you find your real identity, not the identity on your driver's license, but your identity in Christ, you'll see the difference. That's why it's important for you to understand that scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:7, to walk by faith and not by sight. Put on your spiritual eyes. Take some glasses off, some contacts off, and look through your spiritual eyes. It will be more than 20/20 vision. You'll see so much clearer of what's going on in your life. And I say that it's not easy. Once you surrender to God, oh, my goodness, the warfare is real. And especially when you get a title, that's even more pressure that you finna get. That's even more. They people be wanting this title, Minister Barry, but they have no idea the hell we go through when you get it. Mm-hmm. From minister, evangelist, pastor, apostle, bishop, they have no idea what comes with that, the heat that comes with that. They want to be seen. It's not about being seen. It's about glorifying God. What a word this morning you gave. I thank you for coming on. I'm honored to have you on this morning to give that word. It was well needed this morning, whether it's for man or woman. It was well needed. Father God, I ask you to give back to what your daughter gave out to your people this morning. Bless her tremendously, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. You know the need and the desire of a heart and ask you to fulfill it because you say, well, there are two or three, Father God, you're in the midst. And we are here standing in agreement for whatever your daughter needs. I ask you to continue to cover her family, continue to guide her in the right direction, continue to keep your loving arms around her. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Barry, let the people know where you're located, how they can reach you, and if you have a Facebook page, if they want to get you to come speak, or they just want to visit your church home, let them know that information.
Well, thank you. I am a proud member of the Victory Temple Cathedral Church. As the executive pastor, under the direction of Pastor Daryl D. Stroman. And I love my pastor. We meet at 6802 Stern Street at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. We are the hottest thing going at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. So you're welcome to come in and see us and be a part of us. We are a place that we love all. We don't care what you look like. We don't care where you've been. We're here as a refuge to the people of God. So please come see us. And, yes, I do have a Facebook page. It's under Portia Berry. And I think anyone who knows me knows that I'm not a person about a bunch of pomp and circumstance. I'm not a person about you ever calling my name. But if you ever need me to give a word from the Lord, I'm there. So if anyone wants to reach out, I thank you in advance. And thank you so much again, Pastor, for letting me be a part of your outreach to the people of God.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And if you guys didn't catch that, feel free to message me. You can text me at 832-519-7646, or you can email me or inbox where I got some connection. I will connect you with Minister Barry. Again, it's not about me. It's not about her. It's about glorifying God. That's what we need to understand in this season, because now I understand when Granny said Jesus is on his way. He's literally on his way, and we are telling you, get under somebody that's going to teach you the word and that's who's walking the word. It's a big difference when teaching and walking the word. Remember that. I'm going to leave you three keys before we get off the line this morning. One, find you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Whether you go visit online, you heard Minister Barry, you're definitely welcome to go fellowship with them at 8 o'clock in the morning. Apostle and I do 3 o'clock service on Sundays. Find you a church home. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they're living the word. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. Remember, nowhere from Genesis to Revelation says it's going to be easy, but it does state having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Get your life in order. You want to break generation curses, so what are you doing to get prepared to break them? Yeah, you can speak it into the atmosphere, but are you on your knees and surrendering to God to help get those generation curses broken? Remember the numbers 832-519-7646. We still have blessed all if you need it. No, it's not miracle water, miracle soap on a rope, or miracle cloth. It's your faith that enlightens the oil. We're here to encourage and inspire and uplift you. Women of God, you're not alone. I guarantee whatever you're going through, one of the women of God has been on here to been through the same thing and can encourage you to keep pushing through. You see someone now, lift them up. Don't talk about them. They might not be able to dress like you dress. Don't talk about them. Bless them and watch the blessing that comes back in return when you bless somebody else. And like I said, I can just talk about Kashima. I can't talk about nobody else. Because, you know, y'all want to be saved and sanctified. You know, I can't talk about nobody else. But he did it for me. He saved a sinner like me. He did just for me. And if you don't understand that, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm going to have to tell you the truth. Try him. Because you don't have much time. God is not just calling the elderly home. He's calling any age home. From babies all the way up. Remember those three keys. Get your Bible. Find your church home and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. If you want to sow into World Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. We're on Facebook, World Gospel Connection. If you get a chance to catch up all of Minister Berry's message, you can go back on there and listen to it. It's on her page as well as mine. Let's lift each other up, people of God. That's what's needed right now. So much chaos is going on. It's been school killings back to back. You don't think that's a sign from God saying, wake up? Do you need to do one of those VA commercials and somebody pop you upside of your head? No. Get on your knees and call out to God. Get your Bible and read your scripture. Now you can play it on your tablet, your phone. If you don't want to read it, listen to it. But I'm telling you, it's time for you to surrender to God. Jesus, it's time for you to line up. Put your armor on and get ready to fight spiritually. Because that's what's needed right now. Your children and grandchildren and their children need you. You lived off of me, Mom, Big Mama prayers and Granny prayers long enough. Make a legacy of your own. Because I know I'm doing it for my family. I'm fighting for my kids and grandkids and their seed and their seed. I am breaking generation curses in my family. I'm the first pastor in my family. I'm the first author in my family. And I'm the first multimillionaire in my family. Yes, I'm speaking into existence, and I'm standing on that. I'm not bragging. I'm just confident in who I am because I know who I am now. I'm not caving the ones who used to be out there kicking doors and beating people up and selling dope. No, I'm not that person anymore. He's gone. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm Kashima. I don't care about what anybody think about me. Never have. If I did, I'd be broke down by now, especially after I married a papa. No, I don't care because I'm not here for you. I went to church to save my soul and get right with God so I can teach my children that God forgave me, he can forgive you. There's a better way in life. You clubbed, you partied, you hung out, you smoked, you popped pills, you drank, whatever you did. That's then, this is now. You can lift your hands and say, here I am, God, I need you. Again, I tried it my way. It haven't got me anywhere. Now it's time for me to give you a chance and let you change my life. Let him drive. You won't get in a wreck when he drives. Y'all know I come straight from the hip. I can't sugarcoat anything because God will hold me accountable for it. But I'm telling you, let him drive. Once you let him drive, your ride will be so much different. It's going to be a couple of roadblocks, and I'm not saying it's not. Oh, but it is because the enemy's crafty. He already looked into your future and know what you are capable of once you know who you are. It's different. You got to know who you are and knows who you are. And once you tap into that, my God, it'll blow your mind. Remember the Bible said, write the vision down, make it plain. Write it down. Get your journal. I'm telling you, start writing things down on your mind as of today and release that. And again, if somebody hurt you, forgive them. Yes, it could have been hard. You might have been molested. I understand. Been there. But you have to forgive that person in order for you to grow. I said this the last time to another woman of God. The little girl in you must heal for the woman in you to live. I'm going to say that again. The little girl in you must heal in order for the woman you are today to live. It's enough of packing bag, ladies, women of God. Erica Badu said this plain and clear. Bag lady. But I'm telling you, bag lady, put them bags down and hold your head up. You got this. Women are built different. Our shoulders are strong for a reason. That's why we can carry a child for 9 months and give birth. And then keep it moving. The doctor, the lawyer, the mediator, the teacher, we're all of that. So what makes you think you can't do it? You can. If we need to reach any woman or man of God that came on the show, feel free to let me know. It's not about Apostle and I again. It's about kingdom building. Iron sharpening iron. If I don't know it, he don't know, we'll connect you to somebody that do. Simple as that. But again, I'm telling you, get under someone that can push you where you, it's birthing time. It's midwives out here that can help you. Don't be ashamed. So what, you don't have the attire to go to church? Cover yourself, jeans and a t-shirt, and go to church. So what, you have tattoos? So and me too, I got 17 of them. And so what, you got piercings? God will deliver you from that. If you want it and it's the desires of your heart, he can deliver you from anything. Ask the drug dealers, the crackheads, the prostitutes. He can deliver you from anything. If I don't leave you with nothing else, remember those three keys. Get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. Remember, we have the blessed oil if you need it. I will mail it to you. I'll bring it to you in person if you're in the Houston area. Remember, the number is 563-519-7646. Text me and say, Pastor Kashima, I need that oil. And I'm telling you, Apostle and I are on our way. We're the Bonnie and Clyde in Christ. And stand on that, literally. And I said in Christ, not in crime. It's different. It's time to know who you are. It's time for you to stand up. It's a changing of the guard, people. And God is showing us. He's literally on his way back home. Don't forget, you are beautifully and wonderfully made. You was broken, but God can put you back together just if you surrender to him. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that we love you, that we are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. You're not in this by yourself. When you wake up in the morning, you thank God for still being the land of the living. But also put your helmet of salvation on to cover your mind, because the enemy is going to attack. It's like those memes say, when you step on that ground, the devil say, oh, crap, she woke. It's simple as that. Hold your head up. You got this, sis. You got this. And every woman that come on Thursday will tell you the same thing. You got this. You're not by yourself. Hope you guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. We're here if you need us. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone, our God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon found light from day. Oh, you alone, your God. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now run to the King.
get up. See, God, God, get up. Our God. You are God. Alone. You're my Jehovah Jireh. You're my Jehovah Nissi. You're my Jehovah Elion. You alone are God. You are God alone. Oh, oh. Hear the beauty of your lips right now, the fruit of your lips. Open up your mouths right now. You're on holy ground. Come on, come on, come on. Press on in, press on in. I wish I had somebody that would help me press, press. Come on, let's go into the holy of the holies. Come on, let's minister to him right now. Get up, head, get up. Don't fall, get up. God, we worship your name today. God, we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah, God.